This is a CKTZ news report. Cortez and Quadra Islands will receive a significant chunk of the $394,000 FireSmart Economic Recovery Grant the Strathcona Regional District just received. According to SRD Protective Services Coordinator Sean Koopman.
So for Cortez Island, this is about $180,000 of wildfire risk reduction, so almost the total grant amount to fund FireSmart renovations at the Linnea Farm Education Center and Gorge Hall, which serve as emergency support services facilities in the event of an evacuation, as well as the Whale Town Fire Hall, which is, of course, because it's a fire hall, considered critical infrastructure. And then for Quadra Island, about $60,000 for FireSmart renovations at the Camp Homewood Residential Quarters and the Quadra Island Bible Church, which also serve as ESS facilities in the event of an evacuation. It will also perform full community critical infrastructure assessment reports for Wewekai First Nation and Clahoos First Nation. So looking at all their critical infrastructure, all their community buildings, there's a template that you fill out for it, and then you submit that template to the province for further funding. So Mike Gall with the Quadra Island Fire Department performed those assessments previously for those two buildings on Quadra. I'm also a local certified local FireSmart representative, so I performed those three assessments for the building on Cortez Island. We sent quotes to a building consultant about here's what we're eligible for, what could we get within the limitation, you know, within the limitations of the budget for the grant. And we use that consultant's report to budget each building accordingly. And then on Cortez Island, we'll also partner with the teen scene to provide emergency first aid, occupational first aid level one equivalent.
Koopman went on to describe the work that will be carried out at each location.
For Camp Homewood, we will be removing their cedar shake roof because ensuring a non-combustible zone within 1 meter around your structure, as well as having a metal roof, are two of the most important things that you can do for a structure to make it less vulnerable to ignition during a wildfire event. So we'll be funding a metal roof for Camp Homewood. For Gorge Hall, we'll be replacing the windows with multi-pane. We'll be fixing some of the gaps on the building. We will put a fireproof partition around the generator, and also put a fireproof deck and some fireproof siding along the lower end of the building where it touches onto the ground. For Linnea Farm, replacing their deck with a fireproof metal deck surface, also replacing some of their wooden stairs with galvanized steel stairs, replacing the holes and installing a fireproof base along the structure of the building. For the Quadra Island Bible Church, closing in the sides of the building with fire-resistant material. And for the Whale Town Fire Hall, removing some of the outbuildings, the mobile trailer that's present and on the facility.
Koopman explained that the SRD has memorandums of understandings in place with each of these Cortez and Quadra Island nonprofit-owned facilities to carry out emergency support services during a disaster. He wrote, "For many years, these organizations have been incredible supporters of our regional emergency program through hosting training sessions and engaging in numerous emergency planning conversations. It feels great to be able to provide them with meaningful funding to decrease the wildfire vulnerability of their facilities."